to North Carolina, you're wrong.
Yes.
You're wrong.
Yes.
This goes in there, eat, you're right, they're wrong.
Yes.
And it sent the case back to the North Carolina Supreme Court and said, get the law right. Redraw these districts right. And stop engaging in racism. And that's a powerful victory. We've got work to do. But again, it reminds us that this is not so much about Republican and Democrat. It's about an extremist all-white caucus that has hijacked the Republican Party. And is passing laws in a way that are unconstitutional.
Shame.
And that means they are unconstitutionally constituted.
That's right.
And they are passing laws that are unconstitutional.
That's right.
And I know some of y'all say lock them up, but I don't want to lock them up because then I got to pay for them. I want to send them home. I want a new group of legislators to come in and undo everything that they've done. We fight because we have a moral duty. We don't want history to be written. And we didn't stand up. It doesn't matter what man's law says. There's a higher law. There's a moral law. And I want you to know we're not fighting. I'm glad my sister said that the Affordable Care Act is imperfect. It is. Every piece of human legislation is imperfect, and surely the Affordable Care Act has places it could be fixed to add more. I'm glad she said that. But you know, we got to also think about what we didn't have before the Affordable Care Act. The way I put it is, I got a car, and it ain't perfect. But I got a car. The wheels of some of my tires are run down because y'all call me all over the state. I don't have enough money to put new tires on, but I got a car. But before, when I was back home and young in the country, I had to go everywhere on my feet because I didn't have a car. Well, before the Affordable Care Act, you didn't have protection if you had a pre-existing condition. It's imperfect, but you didn't have millions of people being covered that are now would not have been covered if you didn't have it. You didn't have the ability for children to stay on their parents. You see, we got to think about what we didn't have. So what we have now is imperfect, but what we had before was nothing. So I'd rather have an imperfect something than to have a whole lot of nothing. And if this country is going to work on anything, we ought to be working on universal health care for everybody. I want to say a few more words because so many people, thousands are dying, millions need health care, and it's just wrong to design and not to deny it. And I want to be a tag team preacher for a minute. Yeah. Dr. Spearman knows about this in AME Zion Church. They tag team sometimes. And I want to make a few passing comments and turn it over to him, and then we'll take questions from the media. And if you want to hear more this coming Sunday at 4 o'clock, I mean, is it 5? Where's Jonathan? Is it 4 o'clock? We're having the gathering every month, once a month on first Sundays at 6 o'clock. What time is it? 6 or 4? Y'all get it right. Whatever time, then look on the internet.
It's on the 4th
okay.
At 6.
It's on the 4th at 6. And we'll be having a time we'll focus on a moral issue every first Sunday. It's invited to all people, so I'll talk more then. And it's going to keep us together, keep us organizing. But every one of those legislators over there, especially in the all-white extremist side, I want to say that I'm not being racist, that's the truth. In all-white, and the reason I keep saying that, because the majority of the people they're hurting are white. Majority of the people being denied health care are white. 32 states expanded Medicaid, 19 didn't. none of the southern states.
That's right.
Where white people are the poorest. Now, 6 out of 10 black people live in these states.
Yep.
But the majority of the populations are white.
That's right. Yep.
So they're hurting mostly white people, then they're hurting a high percentage of black people and brown people in these 19 states. None of the southern states, none of the states that used to be a part of the old Confederacy.
That's right.
It's like the legislators in these various southern states are stuck in the past.
That's right.
Can't bring themselves. 32 of the 6 states that were led by Republican governors expanded Medicaid. And when they talk about the system being broken, it's not broken, it's being sabotaged. It's being jimmy rigged. That's what we used to call it. Yeah, somebody's throwing a monkey wrench in the system. There would be 8 million more people covered today if these 19 states, all who need it, states that have the poorest population, the poorest and the whitest population. And yet you have these all-white extremist Republican-led, I don't like calling Republican, my granddaddy was a Republican, so it's kind of, but he was a Lincoln Republican. He was a Theodore Roosevelt Republican. Yes, very different. And they feed many of my white brothers and sisters this mess about prayer in the schools, and they're against the gay people, and they're against abortion and pro-life, and they're for tax cuts, and they try to prove that Jesus was an original member of the NRA, and they've used that mess to trick people. Then they come here and they vote against your very life. They vote against your children's lives. They vote against your children's lives. And I'm telling you, and then almost every one of them, I bet you if we went over there, Dr. Spearman, tomorrow.
Yeah.
And asked them, do you believe in Jesus?
Yeah.
They'd all holler yes.
Uh-huh.
Every one of them made sure they brought a great big old Bible when they got ready to be sworn into office and put their hand on that Bible. And some of us know that Bible. Some of us don't just put our hands on it. Some of us, they can know it. And one of the things I know is something a Rabbi Heschel said, a Jewish rabbi. He said, and I want to paraphrase this, you forfeit the right to worship God when you mistreat the sick, the poor, and the broken. Rabbi Heschel said that.
Yeah.
He said, you forfeit. In fact, he told John Kennedy 4 days after Medgar Evers was killed, he wrote him a telegram. He said, you forfeit the right to worship God.
Amen.
When we mistreat the Negro. He was talking about civil rights. And he said, this is no time, this is the time for moral grandeur.
Yes.
This is not the time to sit back.
Not the time.
And so I just decided, I'm going to give this to Dr. Spearman to close out, but these folk got some strange religion. The very states, these poor states that have the highest number of so-called religious right, so-called white evangelicals, are the same states denying Medicaid expansion. Now, they claim to know so much about God, but they do so much that's contrary to God.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
And I thought I might prove it since we got people all over live stream. And by the way, millions of people saw us today, and it was trending. So don't ever think. See, I come from a tradition that said one can chase 1,000, and two can put 10,000 to flight. So you don't tell me what 32 people getting arrested can or cannot do. 32 people getting arrested can light up Facebook. 32 people getting arrested can light up the internet. 32 people getting arrested for the right reason can trend all across the world. People are inspired. But I thought I might just say Psalm 103 says, praise the Lord, my soul, and forget not all his benefits, who forgives all your sins, and heals all your diseases.
Yeah.
That's in that book that they, Dr.
Yes, sir.
All your diseases.
Yeah.
And then Jesus, I kind of hang out with this brown-skinned Palestinian Jew that was a revolutionary that got crucified. Matthew 8 just says Jesus came to Peter's house. He saw Peter's mother-in-law lying in bed with a fever. He touched her hand and the fever left. Didn't say, he said, do you have an insurance card? Said she got up and began to wait on him. And then it said when the evening came, many who were demon-possessed were brought to him.
Uh-huh.
And he drove out the spirit with the word. And then it says, and he healed all the sick.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah. All of them.
Now, there are two words in the Old Testament, and I'm through, and the New Testament when it comes to healing and sick. All.
All. Everybody.
Some says God.
Every last one.
One of the benefits of God, he heals all. Matthew says Jesus saw him and opened up his clinic after hours.
That's right. That's right.
After hours.
No.
And said, come on.
That's right.
Come on.
Come on.
I'm healing all.
That's right.
Everybody.
Oh.
So you can't claim to love God.
That's right.
And claim to be pro-life. If you're not passing policies that are trying to heal all. Because the moral imperative of God is we ought to be healing all. Doesn't matter if they're a millionaire or poor. All. Doesn't matter if they got AIDS or cancer. All. Doesn't matter if they're black, brown, white, Native American, Asian. All. Doesn't matter if they're Republican or Democrat or Libertarian or Independent.
Oh!
Doesn't matter if they have a pre-existing condition. Oh! Doesn't matter if they have a mental disease.
Oh!
Doesn't matter if they've got a card in their pocket or no money in their wallet. The text says,
oh!
And America, it's time. If you claim to serve God, you better get into this all business. It's time, if you keep reading the Bible in your legislature and opening your session with prayer, you better stop playing with God, because God declares all are to be healed, all are to be loved, all are to be respected. Let me slap Dr. Spearman a high five and say, take me here.
Brothers and sisters,
the North Carolina Council of Churches, over which I preside, has been supporting health care initiatives for the past 20 years. And we're still fighting now. This lets me know that we are living in a time when an immoral and civil war is being waged against us. It was in the context of the Civil War that President Lincoln offered a prophetic framework to ensure the survival of American representative democracy, that government of the people, by the people, and for the people, shall not ever perish from the face of the earth. It was Plato who once said, democracy is a charming form of government, full of variety and disorder, and dispensing a sort of equality to equals and unequals alike.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Yet an extremist group of lawbreakers an unconstitutionally constituted band of outlaws who have even been called rogues by some, have made innumerable attempts to dismantle our democracy. And we must resist, resist, yet resist in peace. When the government refuses to raise the minimum wage to a healthy living wage, you are fighting an immoral and civil war. When the education of your children has become unhealthy and severely compromised, you are fighting an immoral and civil war. When our lesbian, gay, bisexual, transgender, and queer sisters and brothers are othered and attacked, you are fighting an immoral and civil war. When your right to vote has been suppressed and disrespected, you are fighting an immoral and civil war. When legislators refuse to acknowledge the thousands of people living in poverty, you are fighting an immoral and civil war. When legislators refuse to expand Medicaid to help the poor and needy, you are fighting an immoral and civil war. When the crafters of new healthcare legislation include a list of pre-existing conditions, the likes of which would deny millions of people the right to appropriate healthcare, you are fighting an immoral and civil war. Do any of you have any of these conditions?
Yes.
Alcohol or drug abuse, acne, Alzheimer's, anorexia, arthritis, cerebral palsy, congestive heart failure, heart disease, diabetes, hepatitis, kidney disease, and the list goes on and on and on. You may be denied health care, and that's just a conservative list. When you have legislators who were elected to serve by the people, and those legislators consistently refuse to abide by the Constitution by permitting the people who elected them to instruct them, a right which is expressly guaranteed by Article 1, Section 12 of the state Constitution, but rather turn their backs doing what they want to do, make no mistake about it, you are fighting an immoral and civil war. But we praise God above, who has supplied us with the moral authority and weaponry that can and will set us on a new course. Just as God equipped David with 5 smooth stones with which he defeated his Goliath, he provides us with a 5-point justice system, smooth enough to secure new measures of justice and equality. We have pro-labor, anti-poverty policies that ensure economic sustainability. We have educational equality that ensures that every child receives a high-quality, well-funded, constitutional, diverse public education. And we have health care for all by ensuring access to Affordable Care Act, Medicare and Medicaid expansion, Social Security, and by providing environmental protection. We cannot lose with the stuff we use. Our vision is in sync with Article 11, Section 4 of the state constitution. And more than that, our 5-point justice system is in sync with the word of God. Once upon a time, in Matthew's 11th chapter, Jesus, immersed in building a powerful movement, had just met with members of the FTMM, Forward Together Moral Movement, of his day. After meeting, Jesus took them on a teaching and preaching tour. He was anxious for them to work on reframing the term, "we the people." When word came to Jesus that his jailed mentor John was questioning whether or not he should be worried about the progression of the movement, Jesus sent word back to John by saying, "Look, y'all go back
God and tell him that we're calling out a domain by going to the root of the problem and talking to the poorest in our day. Let Barbara, I mean John, know that the movement crew is busy confronting systemia and holding this empire, those with some power, accountable. Tell John this, we ain't got no time for foolishness. We're offering the blind new sight by supporting the expansion of Medicaid. We're bracing the lame by supporting prison reform. Lepers are being cleansed because we support immigrant reform. The deaf are starting to hear because housing reform, labor unions, and those who thought they had no chance in life are beginning to believe that their lives really matter. You tell Barbara, I mean John, not to worry. We got this. Nobody is going to stumble on our watch. We got this. Not the children, not the women, not the gays or the slaves. We got this. Not the butcher, not the baker, not the candlestick maker, and not the felon. We got this. Then Jesus turned back and began to characterize the generation of his day. He said, these extremist folk are like spoiled brats sitting in the marketplace pouting. We want to jump the rope of racism and play hopscotch with hatred and surf the net for computer games of violence and vitriol. And all these freedom fighters want to do is work, work, work. You all need to know that the fierce North Carolina State Conference of Branches Forward Together More movement has staff members the likes of which this world has never known. Fearless litigators anywhere, and we have some of the most cooperative clergy folk anywhere. And we have some of the most courageous allies and friends anywhere. We don't shrink back. We won't turn back. We won't hear and turn back. Where we'll forever hear the charge. Forward together. Forward together. Forward together. You go tell Bob, I mean John, that we got this.
Are there any questions from the media?
We got one more.
We're going to hold hands for a moment. Brothers and sisters, I can remember in 2006 when we began working together. The first event was held in my church the last Saturday of December. We knew then, even when Democrats were in office, that somebody has to raise the moral standard. I want all of you to know, the listening by live stream, that I'm honored to forever be a part of this Forward Together Moral Movement that's been healing. Some of you all don't know that some years before I became president, I was crippled for 14 years. Walked on a walker, needed a wheelchair. The more I've stood with you, the better my body's got. And so I owe you all a debt. Something about when we stand together, Dr. Spearman and others who are here, Keith, and others who are here. I want you to know that we're not leaving. People keep saying we're leaving. Nobody's leaving. I'm going to be here. But we've got to spread this movement.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Y'all got this right. Our spirit man, we got this. So we're going to join with others to build a Poor People's Poor Children National Moral Revival. That will have 80 days of action.
Yeah.
From Easter of next year to June 21st in 25 states, including North Carolina and the District of Columbia. We'll hear more about that. I remember when we had no staff. And Deborah Tyler Horton, worked for the Justice Center, was our first coordinator to help do administrative work. And then so many others. No person has been the main anything.
That's right.
That's right.
I remember going all over in every crook and cranny, Garrett, of this state.
That's right.
Building relationships, because sometimes it ain't about the policy. If you can build relationships, they can last. Sometimes I reflect on all the hours and the many who helped build that are now deceased. Those that are gone on. But God has been good.
Yes, He has.
I remember the first time we got arrested, it was simply for asking a question. What does the Lord require?
That's right.
I remember when we first had the first Moral Monday, Dr. Mendez, and you were one of the 17 and seven clergy and 10 folk, one lady. And really what made the hit that day wasn't so much us getting arrested, it was the fact that we'd been in this movement, and when we did, people said something must be mighty wrong.
Yeah.
And then it was Merle Breeden with cerebral palsy in a wheelchair, and they arrested her.
Yep.
You remember that?
Right.
And the picture went all over the paper.
Yes,
wasn't my
sir.
Picture.
Yes, sir.
And folks said, what in the world are they doing?
Exactly.
Arresting people in wheelchairs who are fighting for other folk. We didn't even call it Mama, didn't even have a name. Name came about 2 weeks later, Jack. I remember when we finally got a little staff, you know, Reverend Gatewood and Laurel, Reverend Kojo, Attorney Jamie and Kayla, Tyler, Jasmine, Yara. Got a little staff to help out, Maida. But even with staff help, there's no one person. The volunteers made this movement. Building relationships made this movement.
Yeah.
You bring in all your skills and wisdom.
Yeah.
And then by the grace of the divine spirit, I remember when we went to Asheville after 20, after 14 weeks here, we went out to Mitchell County, and the organized NAACP in Mitchell County ain't nothing but God. That ain't had nothing to do. That had nothing to do with no human being. Just the only thing you can say is I was a vessel. That's all you can say.
Yeah.
And then Leslie, I remember that next day, 10,000 people showed up, and they said it was the biggest rally ever in Asheville. And I looked out and I turned to somebody and said, right now we all need to say to God, but we don't need to take any of this credit.
That's right.
At best we can say, we're just going, one's going to plant, another's going to water, but God's going to give the increase. So when people ask me, how is the movement going, and how is it going to go, I say, the movement's going to be fine. And I only have one warning. It's going to be fine as long as we, not I, is the center. As long as we know one individual or group that tries to claim the credit, they're wrong.
That's right.
There ain't been really no chiefs. You ever notice I've never been called the president of the HKMJ? I just a convener. Bill Maher asked me what convened mean. I said, just try to get folk together.
That's right.
Exactly. Yeah.
The only folk who worry about titles are folk that don't have a testimony.
Yes.
Wow.
Yes.
Look out. Look out.
As long as we commit to be servants of justice, as long as we listen to wisdom. I remember that day when Mother Eden said, we just can't turn back. And I tell you, that's one of the reasons you'll never hear me say, I built the Forward Together Moral Movement. What you've tried to hear me say and try to model is by God's grace. I got an opportunity.
Yes, sir.
To be a servant. You got a little assignment of grace. Yeah. Paul called it a measure of grace.
Yeah.
But we is the most important word.
That's right.
In the justice vocabulary.
My love.
That's right.
It's not what any one of us alone can do. but what we all can do.
Yeah.
So I don't know how you retire from a volunteer, so y'all stop telling that. Ain't nobody retiring. In order to retire, you got to have a salary. We're expanding and taking what we've learned to some other states so that next year, for 80 days, we can have unity in America addressing systemic racism and poverty and the war economy and national morality. And we're only able to take it because you have been at the center of building a movement that is changing the country and changing the South. And as PPP polls said, when we started, they laughed at us. But after 3 years, they laughed themselves, some of them right on out of office, right back home. The courts are starting to agree with us. We know the grace of God has been with us. And for those who may not be religious, but they believe in the moral arc of the universe, haven't we seen that arc being time and time again? And we ain't tired yet. And I feel real comfortable getting on the road and getting my old raggedy van out there for 25 states and hopping on trains and planes because I heard that y'all got this. Amen. I've got a feeling everything's gonna be alright. Whoa. Don't you know that I
got a feeling
everything's gonna be alright, be alright, be alright, be alright. Don't you know the Spirit has done told me everything's
gonna be alright.
Don't you know the Spirit done told me everything's
gonna be alright.
Let's finish. Don't you know the Spirit
done told me
everything's gonna be alright. Be alright. Be alright. Be alright. Amen. Let's go to work. Go together.
One step back.
Say, we got this.
We got this.
We got this.
And now are we going to march these over to the legislative building? Tyler, where's Tyler? Tyler, are we going to march these across the street?
Any more signers?
The speakers, all of the speakers will lead the way. Everybody come and sign one of these placards. And we're going to file over to the legislative building and present this to whoever is present over there with the leader, with the speakers. The speakers who participated tonight leading the way. The speakers will lead the way. So speakers, after you have signed, would you please get into the line? And we're going to take, okay, do we have one of the placards that is not being signed? Okay, let's take that one and put that at the front of the line. Benjamin, will you take that to the front of the down there for me? Have you signed, Benjamin?
I mean, it's pretty
okay, let me hold on to it. All right, everybody, come and sign. Come and sign one of these placards, please. Do I have two of the speakers? Two of the speakers. Leslie, you can sign. Yeah, you can sign that one.
All right? Leslie and Nancy Petty is out there. Come on. Dr. Nancy Petty and Miss Leslie Boyd are holding, with the speakers leading, the speakers immediately behind that plaque. Once you sign, get into line.
All right.
We'll see you guys soon.
Absolutely.
Get some rest.
Both of us.
Bye-bye. I'm sleeping late tomorrow.
You better.
It's so good to see you. And look at that cute little belly button. Who's got a belly button?
It's line up 2x2 behind the pocket that Reverend Dr. Nancy Petty and Leslie Boyd are holding, with the speakers immediately following them, and 2x2, let's file down to the legislative building, 2x2. If you have signed, please get in line so we'll know how many people we have that haven't signed. Everyone that has signed, please get in line 2x2 so that we can head down to the legislative building.
Eric,
2x2.
Right here. Right
here. 2x2. Is there anyone near the front of the line that can begin a chant as we march down to the legislative building? Anybody down at the front of the line that can lead with it?
When do we want it? Now!
All right.
What do we want?
Healthcare!
When do we want it?
Now!
What do we want?
Healthcare!
When do we want it?
Now!
What do we want?
Healthcare!
When do we want it?
Now!
All right, let's march on.
What do we want?
Healthcare!
When do we want it?
Now!
What do we want?
Healthcare!
When do we want it?
Now!
What do we want?
Healthcare!
When do we want it?
Now!
What do we want?
Healthcare!
When do we want it?
Now!
What do we want?
Healthcare!
When do we want it?
Now!
What do we want?
Healthcare!
When do we want it?
Now!
Who should have it?
All!
right.
Oops, sorry, honey. You brought a good word.
Mr. Brock.
Yes. I'll be glad to receive them. Take them.
Thank you, Chief.
We take one to each office.
I can take them.
Hold it one minute. All right, so we're trusting these, we're putting these in your care, and trusting that these are going to get into the hands of those whom we're seeking to get them into the hands of.
Speaker Moore
and Senate Leader Berger.
I'll take one to both offices.
That would be wonderful. We appreciate you, and thank you, and you'll be seeing us again. Let them know that.
Yes,
all right?
Thank you, Chief.
Right. Forward together.
One step back.
Forward together.
One step back.
Forward together.
One step back.
All right.
Thank you. Y'all get some rest.
Hey.
Forward together. Forward together. Give it to them. Go all the way.
Yeah, give it to them.
We worked hard on that.
This is the time when we really need to stick together.
That's right.
And show people the whole world that this movement is not about one man.
That's right.
We know that Dr. Barber has inspired the movement.
That's right.
And we know that he'll continue to be among us.
That's right.
And we have to take the spirit that he has led us with and move this movement forward.
That's right.
That would be something that would do his heart a world of good as he goes on to a larger sphere doing justice work. The Poor People's Campaign.
That's
so
right.
Let us be the wind beneath his wings. We always know that the Forward Together Moral Movement, we got this.
We got this.
All right.
That's a wrap. That was Reverend Spearman talking.
Wonderful. I love y'all.
This is so good.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Good to see you.